welcome to the home of explanations. You are absolutely where you need to be for explanations. You are with More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. Yeah, I got a lot of comments about last week's show. Hey, that wasn't live. Hey, well, it was live when we did it. Lots of folks, lots of emails. Hey, hope you're okay. Hey, what's going on? Hey, why are we hearing a show from before the election? Why not? Well, under the circumstances, way better than that, than dead air. It's just that was the alternative. Nothing bad, nothing negative, all good. The lovely and talented Diane and I were traveling last weekend with friends. And we were up in the Finger Lakes. Okay. If you've never been there, if you've never looked on the map, you look on the map, you'll go, oh, yeah, now I get it. And they are long and slender. And we had a home right on Seneca that we shared. And, geez, there were 14 of us. Great fun. And it's so kind of you to be concerned. We just didn't have a chance to match up schedules and get a freshly recorded show. So we went into the archives, deep into the archives. Well, all right. It's getting a little deep here. So I think we just let that fly. Just let it go. So thank you. Thank you all for your concerns, and thanks for the kind words. And it's great to be with you. We are indeed live. If you are a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. Momentarily, I will give you three different ways. Put your pants right over there with mine. still one of the funniest jokes that I can't tell on air. Momentarily, I'll give you three different ways you can join us this morning, and we're happy to have you do exactly that. First of all, happy Memorial Day weekend, and we're going to talk about that momentarily with a special guest. Lots going on. I'm going to share all of that with you, give you as much detail as I possibly can. But if you'd like to be part of the show, the traditional way, the old school way, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. And you talk to the lovely and talented John, then you talk to Gene. Life is good. We answer all your questions. We have a great conversation. That's making me nervous. Secondly, you can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. I see Ted and Tom have both already done that this morning. Fantastic. We'll answer those questions. And, of course, you can join our show from wherever you have access to the Internet. We are literally a coast-to-coast show. We have lots of listeners now in California. We get emails on a regular basis, some phone calls. That's kind of cool. Wisconsin, Minnesota, we've gotten as far as Florida. New England, for some reason, to hold on. I think we're Connecticut is about our furthest north. I don't we got anybody else going further north than that. But from all over the country. So all you have to do is log on morethanmoneyonline.com from any device, from the smallest smartphone right on to the gigantic 52-inch curved screen. I don't even know. I have no idea. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Hit the Listen Live button. Hit the Ask Gene button, and you are fully engaged. Speaking of fully engaged, that's the smoothest segue you'll ever get. Fully engaged, Mr. Bobby Gunter Walsh.
Yes, what's going on, Gene? You asked me to come back in here.
I.
What's going on?
Well, first of all, you held a gun in my ribs, so of course I asked you to come back in here. It's your microphone or your life. I think that's what you said, actually.
So go ahead.
All right, it's a slow start. Come on. First of all, tip of the hat, because I know Monday you've got a very special show. A lot of folks that don't normally tune in on a holiday may want to tune in Monday. I thought you might want to talk about that just for a minute or two.
Oh, thank you. No, we take calls if people want to honor someone that they lost. We certainly want to hear from you. But we have some great stuff, like the Reagan piece about Sergeant Treptow, and some some great patriotic music, and some great Memorial Day readings and inspirational pieces. Because it's not about barbecues, and it's not about anything other than one person paid the ultimate price in this on that day, whatever day it was, and in whatever war. And that one person had how many people that are now missing him or her? And so we don't, this is a Memorial Day to honor those that pay the ultimate price and, to me, their families. I did a piece about 4 years ago, and last 3 years I did a new daily commentary on Memorial Day. So I get off the air and I pack up and do my show promos, and then I do a commentary for Memorial Day. But I was actually going through some, and I found a piece I did called The Empty Chair. And it's about, you know, around a picnic table, picture an empty chair, because for some families that is there, and it's somebody that they're missing that paid that price for us to be enjoying everything we're enjoying. And so we'll play that piece, and I'm going to use that this year because I haven't used it in a while, and I think it's still fitting. But, yeah, I became aware of it when I came down here years ago. I met two ladies, Connie Viskoski and Amelia Giandomenico, and they're a big, big Italian family, and they had brother Dominic, who went to World War II, and he never came home. Mm-hmm. And they showed me pictures of a woman where he was buried, who took care of the grave, and they corresponded with her for quite a few years. Then they figured she must have passed away because it stopped coming, and they never got over there. They didn't have a lot of money, never got to go visit the grave site. But, you know, we just became friends with them, and Connie lost her husband at a young age, so the two sisters lived together, and I thought of them, and when I realized how much they talked about Dominic, I realized the thought of this empty chair. They still missed him every day, every day, not just Memorial Day.
My mother, on her deathbed, as we're closing that chapter in her life, as she described it, she's getting ready to go home,
mm-hmm.
and she was very clear about that, and a woman of strong faith and great courage. I wish I could claim to have, but looking her in the eye as she faced death, I know I'm a faint shadow of her courage and her faith. I said what I think any son would say: hey, you know, let's get you better. Let's get a good meal in you. Let's get you home. And she said, I'm going home. You know, I haven't seen your brother in 40 years. I lost a brother in Vietnam. Mm. And for her, the words empty chair would have resonated right to her soul, because as much as absolutely she missed my dad, having lost him, there was that.
That's a son.
That's a son.
You're not supposed to lose a child in your lifetime.
So it's I wanted my audience to hear, because my audience is very much your audience, but maybe a little extended or maybe slightly different, that Monday morning, they don't have to just kind of hang. They don't have to just kind of get ready. Maybe they are getting ready. Maybe it is the barbecue, and maybe it is bringing everybody together, which is fantastic. It's a great thing to do. But spend a little time with Gunther and spend a little time hearing some of those things that remind us that as our president currently is starting to show the flag literally around the world again with some real pride and with some real strength. That there's a reason we have that pride and that strength, that people have made sacrifices hard for you and I to even begin to understand, but we can certainly appreciate. Number two, I had three things I wanted to talk to you about this morning.
Number two, three things, okay.
That was, the first was
okay.
Monday.
Okay, Monday.
John, would you keep track, please, because he's already drifting.
Yeah.
He's already drifting. Yeah, just, you know, yeah, the GPS chip. We're going to need to activate the GPS chip. Your cup of teas, your commentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On a weekly basis, I get to see, as you well know, a couple dozen of our friends, our More Than Money family, that they come into the office for a dozen different reasons. The consistent observations from all those folks, they think those commentaries are off the chart fantastic.
Oh, I believe, wow, I appreciate that.
Off the chart. Well done, well thought out, well expressed, concise, and of course, concise with you. That throws people off. They're like, going,
who's done most of the talking here?
What? Oh, now that was hurtful. Accurate, perhaps, but hurtful. Pointed right at me. He pointed right Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Many of those cups of tea, as I get to catch them later in the evening, either on the way to a meeting or on the way home, spot on.
Well, thank
spot
you.
On. And lots of folks are observing that as well. To the extent that one young lady who I think is one of my not just favorite people, but really, really, really sharp, said, does he write those? Or does he get those off of service?
No.
I said, oh my gosh, no.
No.
That's Gunther. You can hear your tone, you can hear your approach, you can hear your thought process. Fantastic.
I hate to tell you this, folks. I don't write most of them. I ad-lib them. I have my thoughts, and I usually can do them in one take. I've just been formulating them in my head through the course of the morning. I sit down around 12 o'clock to do them. I might write down 3 or 4 points I want to make and then just start and finish.
You just had to throw that in my face, didn't you?
No, but I just...
Yes, you did.
No, but they're not...
No, yes, you did.
But I don't... But
John, point at him now. Okay.
They're good. Mine, but they're usually not handwritten. Like,
wow.
And
just kind of a peek behind the curtain for our audience, for the More Than Money audience. Over 15, now coming up on 16 years ago when I started here, we've almost always followed you on a Saturday morning. I don't know that we've ever not followed you on a Saturday morning.
You're stalking me in other ways.
It's radio stalking.
Yes, yeah.
There's...
It's kind of, you talk about creeping people out.
I always like to look my best. Yeah. Sorry. I have no idea why that did seem creepy.
Yeah, it did.
And I was going for creepy, but it even weirded me out. So I was, I really admired your ability to do that, to do the kind of the off the cuff, especially your live spots on air. Absolutely amazing. And back then when I would come in to do spots, promotional spots that are going to air. I wanted to be just like Bobby Gunther Walsh.
Oh my God, what was wrong with you?
And several hours later, the engineer's going, look, dude, could you just write something down? Could you just, because we've done 3,000 takes now. We don't have anything that's even close. Anybody that thinks, well, yeah, of course he's got ideas in the head. He can just, if you think that's easy, you're out of your mind. I haven't done a spot. I haven't recorded a spot in the last 14 and a half years that wasn't written to the word, timed to the word, because I can't do it. I just can't do it. And I'm, as you know, I've been doing this a lot. I'm pretty good on air. I'm pretty good, certainly responding to our clients and our listeners and our family. I can't do that, dude. So.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and again, the folks who I would consider to be really smart, really sharp, really appreciate what you have to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you.
Okay. Number three, are you ready?
Yeah, no, I'm not, because he said he wanted to bust me about something, so here it comes. I don't know that I am ready.
I want to file some sort of, I think it's the FDA I have to go to, complaint about your peach French toast.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Uh-oh. As well you should. Uh-oh.
Why?
The last time I had your peach French toast, it cost me $1 billion.
Oh, up at Hager?
Up at Hager. Every time I have your French toast, it cost me $1 billion. And I was reminded of that. Jeff sent... the piece that I ordered, I forget when we were up at Hager last.
It was March.
Okay, so a couple months ago. A lot of folks may not realize this. I think you do a good job of kind of framing it out and letting people know all the great stuff that they do. Mm-hmm. But you may not realize that if you've got something in your head, Jeff can probably find it for you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that it's on the floor. It doesn't mean that it's, hey, right there in the corner. Yeah, we'll load it on your truck. But it may mean... I know exactly who makes that. I know exactly how to get that. Oh, you want that slightly different? Oh, yeah, I know exactly how to order that. And that's exactly what he did for us. They delivered a piece that we needed for our More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. It took a few weeks because it was special order, because I wanted it exact length. I wanted a certain speed. God, it's beautiful.
Really?
Unbelievable. everybody had seen it. Just, it is absolutely great. American made, of course, natural cherry, all hardwoods, delivered, set up, perfect. They're wiping it down. It, I mean, these guys really took care, as they always have. But that's about, I'm thinking four orders of French toast have cost me like $5 billion.
Yeah.
So I think it's an FDA
thing. So you're saying that, so what you're trying to say is Hager's overpriced?
I'm trying to say your French toast is killer. It's just killer.
No, they're really good people up there. And I bet you some people, since we're talking about stuff people don't know they do, you know they do window treatments?
I did not know they did that.
I just ordered a whole bunch of window treatments from them.
Wow. And the other part that, as you know, I tease you about the French toast. Actually, I don't. I usually
it is good French toast.
I'm usually whining about the French. Not only that, but you use Vietnamese cinnamon.
No, Saigon cinnamon.
Which is from Vietnam. That's Saigon.
No, it's a different site. It's Saigon, Minnesota.
it's Saigon, just the other side of Trexler Town, yeah. Down there in Saigon.
Yeah.
Are you guys? You're the worst. It's. Number one, I got a wonderful discount on number two, a beautiful piece of furniture that's like the heirloom quality. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that, you know, when they're lowering me into the ground, people are going to be going, is he dead yet? Because I'd like to, could I put dibs on that right there? And now I've got four of them in the office, all from every time I have French toast. Jeez.
And think of it. You have Diane and how many girls?
Three.
Four
oh,
pieces.
Look, the set is complete. The I can die now.
The set is complete, and I'm you. I'm looking over my shoulder.
Dude, as you know? you don't know how...
Diane looked like she was mad at you the last time I was over your office.
You know how if plan A doesn't work, you go to plan B?
Mm-hmm.
She's on plan double H.
Mm.
She's taken...
She's not very good. Well, gets rid of you.
Actually, I'm a cockroach. It's just really... Oh, I keep stomping. It just doesn't die.
Yeah.
Is it a tip when your wife keeps the life insurance policies right under the phone?
Yeah.
Is that a red?
That's a hint. Yeah.
That's a hint, kind
that's
of.
A hint, yeah.
Your life insurance agent's on speed dial. Is that kind of a?
Yeah.
You don't think?
She said she would definitely mourn you at the funeral and use black olives in her martini.
I asked her, one night, if God forbid, if the Lord calls me home, would she remarry? And she said, "Come on, I don't want to talk about that." I said, but no, come on. It's just theoretical. If you did remarry, would you live in this house? She said, cut it out. Would you just cut it out? And I said, all right, look, if theoretically you got remarried, if you lived in the house, would your new husband use my golf clubs? And she said, no, he's left-handed.
Wow.
Ouch.
Guess what?
What?
I'm left-handed.
All right, you know what? Actually, that works to my benefit.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to explain why?
No.
I can explain why.
Why?
Because just the thought that you'd be married to my wife, that'll keep me alive till I'm 1,000. I'm alive till I'm 1,000. There's three or four guys out there that I'm going, all right, yeah, I get that. Yeah. But
Gunther?
No, Gunther.
No,
no,
way.
No, just
no way.
Diane and Gunther. Yeah, I'm alive forever.
Yeah, yeah. Give me another. Hey, give me that order of rescue products again.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. That would have been number four, but that's okay.
Well, hey, but thank you so much for all of that. Really, seriously, and I'm really blessed. I'm thankful that the listeners love that stuff, and I really, folks, you have no idea. Some simple emails. When I say thank you with the birthdays every morning, it's thank you because some people write, hey, just love the show, love you and whatever, love you and Dan, love you and Doc Dean and whatever, and love you and Gene on Saturday mornings, whatever it is.
Nice.
And but it's sometimes long paragraph full of all kinds of stuff, and sometimes it's a quick just keep up the good work, keep plugging for us, love your charity work, and that's everybody needs encouragement, myself included. So
absolutely.
Thank you for that.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your show, and I'm curious as to who your guest is that you have to talk about Memorial Day. You have a special guest, you said. Didn't you say that?
I did.
I thought you said you had a special guest.
I don't have a special
guest. Didn't he say he had a special guest?
It's you.
That was
oh, that
you.
Was me. Oh, I was it?
Dude.
Folks, now they're ticked at you. Now suddenly people that are home listening going, Gunther was the special guest? That was it? Now they're really fuming. They're going, he just shot all of his credibility to hell.
Do you hear all those clicks?
Yeah.
Radio's going off all over. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, wow. I was the special guest.
Well. All right, I am.
I'm not that special.
Oh.
Let me hug you.
Oh, special.
Let me hug you and creep you.
The short yellow bus pick you up every morning. It was nice. That was nice. Whoa. Right over there was mine. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Goodness gracious. I thought he would never leave. He was creeping me out, man. He says, I'm a stalker. You know what projection is. No, come on. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Couple of housekeeping tips. June 17th, we have Laughing at My Nightmare, the run, walk, roll 5K. We'll be doing a live radio show there. We ask you to join us. Diane will be running. Several of the folks from the office, the More Than Money team, will be running. Several of our friends will be running. And another couple hundred of our friends have already signed up. We hope you'll sign up as well. If you haven't yet met Shane Burkaw and Sarah and the entire Laughing at My Nightmare crew, that would be a great opportunity to do it. Have some great fun. Enjoy a great day. Raise some much-needed funds for their effort. And get to hang with Gene. All right. In spite of that, you should come anyway. Yeah, I get it. Gosh. Let's see. We have a Medicare booklet that's available. Lots of folks have questions about Medicare. Mark Basak was in the office. Our Social Security Medicare advisor was in the office this week and left us a supply. Rather limited, I must say. So if you are interested in a Medicare guide, it's published by the Social Security Administration. And lots of great information in here. All you need to do is ask. You can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. And make sure you include your mailing address so we can get that out to you. The song that I asked about, did you have an opportunity? Not yet?
No.
Oh, we don't have? Okay, so we'll strategize on another one.
I have one. Well,
you'll run it by me, and I'll disapprove, and then we'll meet in the middle. We'll meet in the middle.
Okay.
How much time do we have? Excellent. As you might expect, when you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients, sometimes you lose one or two. And obituaries become part of a daily living. Sometimes the obituaries, sadly, are part of someone in our More Than Money family. And sometimes they're not part of our family directly, but the information just jumps off the page. And that was the case with Ruth Hackman. If you grew up in the Lehigh Valley, if you've been in the Lehigh Valley at all, you've heard of Hackman's Bible Bookstore in Whitehall. It's an institution. Ruth Hackman just recently passed away at age 92. She and her husband, Walter, had founded Hackman's Bible Bookstore. What I've been in the Valley now 40-plus years and was very familiar with both the bookstore, having been there many, many, many times, and also Ruth, because she wrote a weekly column in the Morning Call for 22 years. She wrote two books, All Things and Stuff and God in the Midst of Every Day. She was a Sunday school teacher in the Allentown Mennonite Church. She took oil painting lessons from Walter Baum, a name that if you've been in the Valley, you know Walter Baum as well. And, of course, with her husband founded Hackman's Bible Bookstore. What made this all the more interesting for me is not just the connection because of having experienced the kind of the fruits of their hard work, but her education ended in the eighth grade in a one-room school in East Rock Hill Township. Unbelievable. a woman who had such a literary impact, both directly with her writing and with the sale of so many Bibles, so many Bible commentaries, so many Christian materials. Eighth grade education in a one-room school. If you're sitting out there right now and you're just out of school, you're just out of college maybe, and you're on your first job or looking for your first job, and you're going, man, this is tough. Yeah, I'm thinking you should read Ruth Hackman's obituary again for yourself and decide what tough really is. Voice of an Angel says we're a half an hour into this edition of More Than Money, which means 90 more minutes to answer your question. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We have a rather disturbing announcement to make about Social Security Administration. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll do that right after the break. And I have a fistful of emails, but most importantly, we're here for you. 610-720-7900. We'll take your calls after this on More Than Money. You're going to have to bring that down. We don't want to give them too much. That's fantastic. Great choice, my friend. Welcome back. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor with 780 years of experience. And if you can identify that song and the artist, we want to send you a copy of The Sisters of Blue Mountain by Karen Ketcher. Karen's a great local author. This is her second book. It's spooky. It's spooky. And it's based right here locally. It's based in it's a work of fiction, but it's based on some reality stuff that went on here, local, Lehigh Valley, Pocono area. And very, very cool book, The Sisters of Blue Mountain, Karen Ketcher. We're happy to send that to you if you know. Do you want to just give him another second or two? Can we do it? Go back to the beginning. That's even better. Yeah, just give him like 5 or 6. Oh. If you know that that song and the artist, 610-720-7900, let John know. And we'll find out if you're right or not. We'll find out. 610-720-7900. If you have a question, 610-720-7900 works as well. And should we go right to the phones and see if they know? Good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. I just wanted to tell you that was Fleetwood Mac and the song was The Chain.
Oh, you are fantastic. You're absolutely right. It's a great piece of music. And right out of the gate, I'll tell you what, you know, Mick Fleetwood on drums, when you hear that deep, I'm impressed that you know that young lady. I want you to hang on for a second. John's going to get your contact information, and we'll get that book right out to you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thanks very much. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Fantastic. First of all, I think it's a great choice of a song. Well done. And number two, we're going to play more of that later. There's no question. If you have a question for me, 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Already this morning, Ted has written, the woman who prepares my taxes has really messed me up. I'm 71 and have not taken my RMD yet. You're right. That's a problem. By estimation, it is $17,000 or so. I guess she misunderstood the rules, and I didn't know. I still wouldn't know, except I had one of your second opinion. Look, check this out. One of your second opinion meetings a week or so ago, and your advisor went through it with me. I know the penalty is really bad, but your man seemed to think I might not be in trouble. I tried to explain why to my wife, but I'm not sure I understand it myself. Okay, here's the situation. First of all, thanks for coming in. Thanks for being part of a More Than Money second opinion meeting. And my man, I don't actually, it's not my manservant, but whichever one of my advisors assisted you was quite correct. The penalties are nasty. A $17,000 missed RMD without some accommodation by the IRS will incur a penalty of $8,500. And the entire $17,000 will still be income taxable. So if you're in the, I'm picking an easy number, the 20% bracket, you still need to pay $3,400 in taxes. The penalty is $8,500. We're looking at about $12,000 to the IRS out of a $17,000 check. Ouch. Now, in recent memory, the last year or so, the IRS has gotten quite a bit more accommodating to seniors who have missed particularly their first RMD, because the rules are, obviously, this is a tax preparer who did not understand the rules. So for the average person, the rules can be quite challenging. If there are reasonable explanations for having missed the RMD, in this case, there is. Tax preparer gave you advice that was faulty. Maybe you had your IRA with a bank or a custodian. Same thing. They gave you bad advice. Maybe there was an illness. Maybe you were incapacitated. There are a lot of reasons that could be very justifiable. The IRS has developed a form, IRS Form 5329-5329, that allows you to petition the IRS for a waiver. And the waiver simply says, hey, I didn't just not care. I had a reason for missing this, and here's my reason. It gives you a chance to provide your explanation. If this, for example, should have been reported last year on 2016's return, you will also need to file an amended tax return. So if you find yourself in this position, this situation, you still have at least the opportunity, the possibility that you can avoid these crazy, terrible penalties. In this case, over $8,000 gone to the IRS, please. It's wasted. There's at least the chance that you can avoid those by using, again, IRS Form 5329. It's a request for a waiver, RMD waiver, and with luck, hopefully you'll receive that. Please let us know. Please let us know. That was Ted. I promised just before the break we would talk about the IRS. I'm sorry, Social Security, and a pickle that we are currently faced with. This was reported in Kiplinger's magazine in the month of May. About claiming Social Security. It says, when you talk with a Social Security agent about claiming benefits, the chances are all too good that you will receive incomplete or misleading information. One of the examples they gave is a strategy called restricting an application. It says, if you turn 62 by January 1st of last year, at age 66, you can claim your full benefits on your spouse's record, if she or he is claiming their benefits. That would allow you to delay your own benefit for as long as you wish. The maximum is to age 70, in which case you would get 32%, a third more in benefits. So if you're, in simple numbers, if your age 66 benefit was $2,700, Social Security always makes me emotional. Sorry, I got choked up. $2,700, you can expect that at age 70, the benefit will be about $3,600, a third more. Impressive. And while you're waiting, if your spouse is retired, taking Social Security benefits, and let's just say your spouse is taking $2,000 a month. That's his or her benefit. You could receive your spousal benefit of $1,000 a month. So instead of saying, "Geez, I got to not take $2,700 and I've got to wait," no, you've got to not take $1,700 because you could take $1,000 spousal benefit. Sadly, according to Kiplinger's, the evidence shows that a number of workers for Social Security have been told incorrectly. They have been guided incorrectly. That's the bad news. The good news is you don't have to rely on that. You may turn to the More Than Money Social Security advisor, Mr. Mark Basak. Mark was in our office this week and met with quite a number of clients one-on-one. And fantastic, just fantastic experience all the way around. Of course, we had a workshop just a couple of weeks ago, and Mark's on radio on regular occasion. Fact of the matter is that if you want the most personalized assessment of your current situation and how Social Security strategies might best fit, all you need to do is ask. 610-720-7900 reaches us this morning. If you wish a Social Security consultation, Gene at askmtm.com works very, very well. Let's go to the phones and we'll talk to Gary. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. How are you this fine morning?
I'm doing very, very well, sir. How may we serve you?
My question is regarding Social Security and the restricted application.
Okay.
I'll give you a little background. My wife is currently 65. I'm 64. And about a year ago, I was interested in the file and suspend, and then I read that we would no longer qualify. So listening to your show, and I believe it was Mark, had touched on some of these different avenues, I'm going to call it, in Social Security. He mentioned the restricted application. Now, my question to you really is my wife able, when she turns 66, the full retirement age, and I will be 65, mm-hmm. at that point, can I have her collect half my full retirement, or do I have to wait till I'm 66, which would put her to 67, and collect half mine? If I'm understanding this correctly, I hope you could clarify it for me.
Yeah, there's no question that if she is to collect half of your benefit at whatever age, number one, you must be collecting. You must have filed for benefits and begin collecting your benefits. And then she is eligible for half of whatever you will be collecting up to age 66. Her maximum spousal ends at normal retirement age benefits. Thereafter, if you were to delay until age 70, it would not increase her spousal benefits. But the fact that you'll be a year younger or she'll be a year older really does not factor very much into the whole process. It's a question of you're applying, you're receiving benefits, and she can receive half of those benefits up to your normal retirement age benefit amount.
And then suspend hers until she's 70?
She can certainly do that. You can do it in reverse as well. It will really depend on a kind of an analysis of earnings records, benefit amounts that she will be due or you will be due on your own records and on each other's. It's kind of a little bit of a matrix where you might have to look at three or four different options before you come to the one that kind of best fits the two of you.
Okay. I was kind of hoping I could do the restricted. She would collect half of mine. I could suspend mine and suspend hers till we were 70, but that doesn't sound like it's the case.
No, it's my understanding it is not the case.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for your information, Gene.
Appreciate it very much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Pretty simple question, I think. Tommy writes, I read an article in a financial magazine about annuities. It said that interest rates are on the rise, which seems good for me. It also said that you should ladder annuities. But even though I read the article, I'm not really clear what that means. Could you please help? And the answer is, first of all, sure. Okay, next question. He just asked if I could help. It's kind of like the Geico commercial. I think it's a Geico commercial. There's a bank robbery. The guy goes, "Everybody down, there's a bank robbery." And the guards stand there and they said, "Do something." "Oh, no, no, no. I just monitor." I don't do anything. Annuity interest rates are on the rise, but don't be misled. Lots of folks are under the impression that they've gone from very, very, very low to very nice. And they've gone from very, very, very low to very, very low. They're still very low relative to what a lot of folks would consider to be a reasonable rate of return. Fixed rate annuities still, for the most part, under 3%. Some companies offer bonuses so that you might see advertisements or you might hear a promotion for a 7 or an 8% annuity. That's a first year. That's a teaser rate. And then it drops back to the normal rate, which is typically between 2 and 3%. They are higher than they have been. It seems that interest rates are on the rise. By most experts' projections, we think that the longer-term quality interest rates are going to rise about 0.5% this year, plus or minus. Mortgage rates that for so many years were in the low threes are now predominantly in the low fours. You can still get a 15-year fixed in the threes. So they have risen a bit, certainly not dramatically. And that's how I would describe annuity rates. They've risen a bit, not dramatically. Now, laddering is a very simple idea. Annuities are offered to investors with various maturity time frames. So if you might invest in an annuity that has a five-year maturity, which means if you take the money out prior to the end of 5 years, there will be an early withdrawal penalty. But at the end of 5 years, you can have easy access to your money without penalty. Many contracts are available for 5 years, some for six, some for seven, eight, nine, and beyond. So you kind of get the idea. You're kind of walking up the ladder. Huh? See what I did with that? See how I worked that right in? Yeah, you did. So if you were creating an annuity ladder, whatever sum of money you might be looking at, let's say you're looking to invest $150,000, could you put it all in a five-year annuity? Sure. Could you put it all in a 10-year annuity? Sure. Could you break it into pieces and have some come due, mature, in 5 years, some in six, some in seven, some in eight, some in nine, and the answer is sure. That's a ladder, kind of walking your way up the time frame. It has some nice advantages. It allows money to be free and clear at various points in the future. And if you get to the end of 5 years and you decide, you know what, I really don't need this money, you could roll that into a new 5 year, and that would come due right after the 10-year original one comes due. So again, you're kind of walking your way up the ladder again. If on the other hand, at the end of 5 years, you're looking at that block of money and go, good, I need that money, then you take it out. There's no penalty. There's no problem with doing that, and that's fantastic. Most annuities also have some escape hatches, some escape clauses. Most annuities, not all, most annuities allow the investor to withdraw up to 10% of the investment annually without any penalty. So let's simple numbers. We put $100,000 in a five-year annuity, and we know that we have surrender charges for the first 5 years. Maybe the first year it's reasonably high. Second year still pretty high. You're going, geez, this might not fit me. Well, it might not. It absolutely might not. You've got to evaluate that carefully. But it might because we put $100,000 in. The first year we could withdraw $10,000 and pay no penalties. The second year, the same. The third, the same. So by the time we get to the end of 5 years, we might have already pulled $50,000 a year out. We may have already pulled a total of $50,000 out without any fees or penalties at all. So annuity interest rates up a bit, yes. Laddering, absolutely. Quality companies, make sure that's all that you deal with. Adam writes, our granddaughter just graduated from college 2 weeks ago. She makes us very, very proud. She worked very, very hard. She got great grades, and she's starting her first job in a week or so. Congratulations. We found out that she has $27,000 in college loans. I guess in the grand scheme of life these days, that's not a very high number. I hear lots of folks with much higher numbers, but we understand. He goes on to say, I don't want her to start out her career with that hanging over her head. We want to give her that money, but a friend of mine says we can only give her $14,000 this year. Should I do $14,000 now and $14,000 in January to pay off the rest of the loan? And how will that affect her income taxes? Well, your friend is very well-meaning, I'm sure. But in this particular case, your friend is incorrect. Your friend is kind of mixing and matching bits and pieces of information that don't necessarily connect. Could you, if you wished, pay off the entire $27,000 in translation, make a gift to your granddaughter of $27,000 in one block? Yes, no question about it. Is there a $14,000 annual limit on gifting? Yes. Well, those two things don't seem to go together then. Huh. What happens to the other $13,000? Is that a problem? The answer is no. Because in addition to, not in place of, but in addition to the $14,000 a year, any person can give any other person $5 million during their lifetime. Aggregate. So $14,000 a year and $5 million in your lifetime. So if we're giving away $27,000, $14,000 of it will be under the annual limitation. $13,000 will come off of your $5 million. And now you might feel a little pinched because for the rest of your life, you're only able to give away $4,987,000 before we run into the wall. I think we're going to be okay. The last question is quite easy. How does it affect her income taxes? It doesn't. Gifts are not income taxable. That's a pretty cool thing. Very cool. Indeed. How much time do we have there, sir? As we go to the top of the hour, I'm going to do something that probably I should do every week, but I don't. Because folks come and go. Folks listen to the show in whatever blocks of time they have available. And we often just give our contact information one time a show. If you're not here at 10 o'clock, you're SOL. You're unfortunate. But we want everybody who listens to have the opportunity. You heard about the gentleman's success with a second opinion meeting. You've heard about our Social Security advisor, Mark Basak. You haven't yet heard this morning about our insurance advisor, Mr. Mike Pompei, or our legal advisor, Rob Pinnell. All of these consultations are available to you at no charge. They're absolutely free for the asking. And how do you do that? Well, you can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. You can go online, morethanmoneyonline.com, and check all that out. And you can call. You can call the office at any point during the weekend, this holiday weekend. You can leave a voicemail, 610-746-7007, 610-746-7007. When we come back, there's an investment offer that's being made throughout the Lehigh Valley that's got some real snags to it, and I want to explain that to you. If you listen to WAEB, you've heard the offer. Now you're going to hear some of the concerns I have. And then we have two serious questions from More Than Money financial advisors about their clients. We're going to answer all that and a whole lot more after this on More Than Money.